This is Dr. Daniel Roth from Lakewood. For the sake of your family, your neighbors, and your friends, do not go out of your house to stop the spread of coronavirus and save lives. No one should go out of their homes except for essential food and medicine. Grocery shopping and medicine shopping should be done by remote ordering and delivery, if at all possible. If you must go to a grocery store, sanitize your hands and the handle of the shopping cart with Purell when you enter the store. Before you get into your car, sanitize your hands and your steering wheel and your door handles with Purell. When you get home, wash your hands with soap and water for 20 seconds. Do not touch your face while you are out. Do not go out if you have fever or cough. If you are out, stay 6 feet away from other people. Do not talk to people in the store. Do not talk to the cashier. Leave your shoes outside or just inside the door. The virus can attach to the soles of your shoes. Grocery items or mail or packages arriving at your home should be left outside for as long as possible. The virus can live for 24 hours on cardboard and up to 3 days on plastic. Wash your grocery items with soap and water and throw away the bags they came in. Wash your hands for 20 seconds with soap and water after that process. Grandparents or parents should not be in your homes, as they risk a higher chance of death if they get this disease. No one should go from one home to another, including parents and grandparents. People should not have cleaning help come to their homes, as they can spread the virus further. If you have cough and fever, you should assume you have this coronavirus and go into quarantine. There are not enough resources to test everyone yet, but this illness is so rampant in our community currently that most people who have these symptoms indeed have this virus. If the symptoms are more severe, please call your doctor immediately for advice. If you are sick with the virus, stay more than 6 feet away from family members and wear a mask if you are able to. Stay far away from anyone over 60 or immunocompromised. These guidelines will protect yourselves, your families, and the rest of our community and will save lives. If you practice these guidelines, you will be fulfilling your responsibility as a member of the CLAL. Every single person who follows these guidelines might actually be saving a life. The fewer people the virus can reach, the fewer people it can infect, and the fewer people it can be transmitted to. Everyone can spread this deadly virus, even if you are not sick now. If every family stays in their homes, the virus will starve and die. The virus needs human hosts to live. If people are not in contact with each other, the virus will die faster because it will have nowhere to go. Do it for the CLAL. Do it out of love.